ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಗುಡ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್. ಗೋಲ್ಡನ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್. ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್. ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್. ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ವಾ ಬಾ ಬಾ ವಾ. Heart sings praise of the fortune appreciates the opportunity at the confluence age that we Baba's children, fortunate children, have. Does your heart sing songs? Wah, 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 wah. Or is it the situations, circumstances, time of the present time, challenges, creates question mark. As it say, question mark is there, or wah, bah, bah, wah is happening. Because it's the deep understanding, significance of time, value of Brahmin life, importance of present scene of drama, it can create question. Why, or wah, how, what, or what a great fortune, what a wonderful time. It's a question of looking at it with the same vision as Baba looks at it. It's drama. Whatever is in drama, it is accurate. It's important. It has meaning, significance. It has message. It's a mirror. Allows us to see ourselves. What Baba has been signaling for a long period of time. Baba was telling us, giving time to time very clear directions or examples as time is changing, the method of study will change. Meeting with Baba, as it was taking place, will not be with the same system. The opportunity, fortune we received at that time, few years ago, going Madhuban with freedom, there was foreigners could stay 2 months, two weeks, sometime special programs, 3 weeks. And for the every time, any time in season, though these foreigners had special season, foreigner season in February, March, April, but another special season, Christmas time. It's foreigner's time before the new year began. Foreigners were given the opportunity to celebrate Christmas with Baba. January especially, time for Bharatvasis, but forever those who want to go, foreigners want to go, experience 18th January, most welcome. So it was throughout the whole year, Baba's Madhuban door, Dadi's heart, family's welcome experience of welcoming foreigners. Baba said it will change. What is happening now, it will not be the same. But at that time, this was no clue. Never ever someone have thought that time is there where Sunday morning class, hall is full, gallery is full, special time of Christmas, every place is here, there full. We are really celebrating as an unlimited family. And this time, celebration, where did we celebrate? In subtle region all together. Time was there when you would say, oh, why didn't you come? You should come every day. You should come definitely on weekend. You shouldn't miss weekend. And now, so it's a turn. Time, limitation. Baba has been signaling the opportunity that for personal special efforts, whatever it is now, in future, even that will not be available. But then, past what we have has been very beautiful. Present is wonderful. Future is blessing. It will be very, very wonderful because we are creating future. We are learning from the past. When we have understood the secret importance of drama, There is every minute, every second, every scene. Is giving gift to all of us. In our life as well, whatever we had acquired, inculcated, learned, it became our personal property, personal experience, and with that authority, with great intoxication, we say, what we have seen, what we have achieved, no one has achieved that. It was in, we used to think, Dadis, Dadas, beginning of the Yajna was great fortune, fortunate ones, but their past became such a wonderful inspiration for us. Example and sample what they had received from Baba. And then later on, those who came late, they did not miss anything. Those who came meeting with Baba, going to Madhuban, everyone came full, treasure full with all blessings, experience, hospitality, belonging, care, attention, support, guidance. It was just like the really seeing Madhuban, Murli and Baba going in Madhuban. We are going to magic land, and really we brought the magic in our life. And this became now, that is what it is, an opportunity to share with others. Those who are coming now, Baba is giving in a very different way. Nothing is missing what the soul deserves and what one needs at particular time. When this realization is there, this is the time, as Baba said, that even the difficult situations came. He had gone through different tests, examinations, problems, but in fact that was also a gift. You have learned something. Have I learned to see past what this gift time had given me in form of practical gifts from Baba? But also realization in our own spiritual study, how much I actually paid attention to as a student, as Baba's child, as Baba's instrument, whatever I had received that gift, learnt at that time, that is what it is. Challenging time I need to use. Not only for myself, but it is the gift for others as well. That's why Baba says, just check yourself. Any situation, are you appreciating it? Value increases more when it is scarcity, when you are not able to get. When a chance is there, plenty is available, importance becomes less. And when small amount is available, limited attainment is there, many possibilities there, more time, energy, focus is more there. And now what it is time telling us, that what Baba is giving us is now what he wants to connect with us, what we have already received. Am I able to actually now explore the benefit that I have received from time to time, from the senior's experience, from Baba's teachings? When I have learned this, and I appreciate, learn to appreciate, I begin to inculcate that. Brahma Baba invoked the present, past, present and future, demonstrated all these three aspects in a practical way, how every minute, every second, every scene of drama is a gift for us. Present is actually a present, a valuable gift of knowing the importance of time. It's a time of tapasya. It's a time of really to see how far I am karma yogi. It's a time of sight, looking into the self, and so am I able to become the authority of the experience, gift that Baba has given? Am I using them properly? Now it is individual study, independent study, personal study, because exam, when it is nearer the time when exam comes, what it is, you revise what has been taught before. Revision. But personal study is more important. And now it's time to just check within myself how much I have trained my mind to be put, to put a full stop. Full stop. Is a full stop powerful, or still it is a question, why, what? Even if it, I did, there was not, time was not used, but now I don't have to think, why didn't I use the time? Why I was careless? Why did not I, not going into that as well. Because that is also, I'm losing my present as well. Present is present. Sharing present what Baba has given us with my own self, and also giving present to others. Inviting future, invoking future, as Brahma Baba demonstrated when Gulzar Dadi had brought message from the subtle region very in the early days. It's in 1930s, late 30s. Gulzar Dadi had brought the secrets of subtle region. And explained that there is Brahma Baba's perfect form of Brahma Baba is in the subtle region. And Baba started invoking that. He did this tapasya at that time to bring future in his present life. And so we know that future is bright. Golden age is our, in our personality, in sanskaras, is merged in it. We need to emerge. And when Brahma Baba actually started invoking his angelic form, first Baba presented to others Baba's golden aged form, which Brahma Baba did not have to make effort of becoming Sri Krishna. Brahma Baba believed what Shiv Baba said when Shiv Baba gave experience to Brahma Baba of Vishnu Chaturbhuj, this four-armed figure Vishnu. Aham Chaturbhuj, I, the four-armed figure, are you. It was faith what God said. And now Baba has been telling us for a long time, children, you are studying. You are studying to become what? What are we studying for? Our aim objective is very clear. What are we studying this Raj Yoga? What is this Raj Yoga for? To become deity from human being. And so, how far we have actually invoked that divinity in ourselves, spirituality in ourselves, reality of truth, the authority of truth in ourselves. It's time now to check. Future, we have to make it present. Of course, when we look at in the unlimited way of drama, past is future. Future, present is what? Present is our past, and our past is our future. If you look it into the cycle in this way, otherwise past is past, but original past is our future. And when we original past make our present, it becomes natural future. And so original past, Shiv Baba gave Brahma Baba the experience of bringing original past in his personality, and Baba had this intoxication, I'm going to become this. Others had vision from Brahma Baba, but Brahma Baba having his own vision for himself, it was like bringing future into his practical personality. Intoxication, this happiness, innocence, purity, love, lightness, sharing that joy of what I am going to become. Otherwise it looks imagination. But from Brahma Baba's expression and experience, it was not imagination. It was giving us the image of seeing Brahma Baba in practical form, this pure divine deity in an ordinary body, in this corporeal body of five elements. In this picture of Sri Lakshmi Narayan, and those who have been to Madhuban, they have seen that in history hall is always one trance-like picture was there, and almost in every murli, Baba would point out to this baby Krishna, I'm going to become this baby, I'm going to become this Michnu. So this old sanskaras of the old life is not connected with the old, but it is connected with the original old, but that is our future, that's our golden stage. Picture of Trimurti was always his children, this laksh, this is our aim and object. Baba always reminded this, but kept this intoxication. While walking, talking, yeah, there is the experience of it is Brahma, father of humanity is there, but it is Narayan is walking around. That this practical example of his intoxication was visible from his features. So as Baba speaking about your features should show your future. And so it is not that the photograph of the golden age will become the photograph of Brahma Baba, of Shri Krishna's picture. No, but the features showed that drishti, that sparkling face, intoxication, joyful atmosphere creating, playing with the children. And we did not have at that time Baba's room. Now we have Baba's room and we sit in front of Baba and we can experience this Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba's picture, Brahma Baba in Brahma Baba's picture, and our own picture in Brahma Baba's picture, because it's like a mirror. When you stand and sit in front of a mirror, you see your own face. And it is life-size mirror. Brahma Baba's picture is life-size mirror. In that we see our drishti, internally heart, faith and love, relationship with Baba. Communication, having heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. But before that, there was not Baba's picture. In Jaipur, first museum that Baba had got made. And Baba used to write child in Amrit Vela. You sit, we had a picture of Lakshmi Narayan, paradise on one side, and Iron Age on the other side, confluence age in the middle. And Baba said, just sit in front of the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan and compare your features with Lakshmi and Narayan. What is in their features? What do you feel in this picture? And you could feel, even though artist has painted the picture according to his touching or experience, but seeing that what would be what Baba has painted the picture of purity in the eyes, that real love in eyes, sparkling forehead, bright forehead of Sri Lakshmi and Narayan. The face, it is shown that it is glowing energy coming from the poster. And sometime it would be experience, just like now, Brahma Baba's picture, you see smiling face. Brahma Baba's drishti, it is just like Baba is giving signal through his eyes. Sitting there, you would see that drishti is very small, and when you are looking, getting longer, few minutes more seconds, and you feel that Baba's eyes opening, and sometimes it becomes so powerful that with bright eyes, with powerful eyes, Baba is signaling, inspiring you, come, child, you are sitting, you are the star of my eyes, you are the light of my eyes. You feel that magnetic energy now from Brahma Baba. But at that time Baba said, no, look at it, look at the picture of Sri Lakshmi Narayan and compare your fortune, your forehead, when they were there in this soul conscious stage, how was its natural, their sense organs, their activity, natural divine. Look into their eyes and compare your eyes. Is there this purity? What pure vision, blessing, drishti of blessing. Is that drishti, your drishti like this? Smile in their face. Is there that contentment? So qualities actually are painted in the poster, But what we make our features, create our picture, our features, our qualities, make our picture. And Baba actually inspired at that time also. So become you then such, when you become like this, people will have a vision from you, not just an ordinary person walking around. So in one intoxication is, I'm child of Brahma, I'm Brahmin, this is my present, but my future is, I am prince and princess of the golden age. So my spirituality in my features, my royalty in my behavior, my divinity in my vibrations, in interaction, completely neutral and loving stage. We paint our picture, future, by these divine qualities in ourselves. And this picture what we create now is our future. But before it becomes future, which was past, is our present. And so this is what we then give. What Baba has given to us, we share with each other. Sharing gift of divine virtues, sharing gift of good wishes, sharing pure love that Baba has given. So future becomes present, a present for our own self that Baba has come to give. And then we need to give this gift to each other. It's a gift of divine virtues. It's a gift of good wishes. It's a gift of pure feeling. It's a gift of power that are we ready, as we are making ourselves ready to create our future, are we ready to face now what the scene is going to come of total transformation? How much detached I am. The more we become connected with the future, the more we become detached from the past. And so all these efforts of bringing future in our features, bringing future into present, what Baba is giving, has given a present to us. Present is a present, but it making it double present. As Baba speaks about, past is past, but past is, divine past is actually inspiration of bringing this past with ourselves. Past which pulls me back, past is ghost, is gone. Past is past, but this past which I am bringing now, making divine past in present, and this is our creating our future again. But then the power at this time to observe dancing all elements together, am I able to see this future, immediate future? Am I able to observe that destruction takes place, five elements are dancing, and I am not afraid of that? Am I really ready? Situations will come when only one strength, one support, that is my reality of life, and I am complete detached observer, watching not from in this body, but watching from subtle region, in my subtle body. So making my body, this body subtle, as the soul is becoming subtle and subtle. And power is in subtle, invisible thing. And so invisible efforts is the effort of the mind. Silence. And so gift from God at this time is practice of silence, making the mind ready. So it means thought pattern have to become very, very, very clear, very powerful determination. So thinking, behavior and features, that is called chintan, thinking. Now thinking pattern has to become how God thinks, how Baba Brahma Baba thought, how we have to think. So my thoughts are like Baba, my feelings are like Baba. Then this is the time now to practice man mana bhav, power of silence, the power of mind, and also the power to become detached observer, and no one else pulls me. But seeing this old going, my future is present in my life. Then there's no fear, then it is joy. And this is what Baba says, Mirva Moth Maluka Shikar. Death of a prey and joy for the hunter. Am I ready for this? Death of prey. What I am hunting, what I have been hunting for all this time, is not the animals, but animal instinct. The subtle, gross energy that is connected more with this physical, worldly level where vices are in extreme. So vices are animals, animal instinct, animal emotions, animals' violence. So we have been hunting that. And now is the time to see my result. Am I a good hunter? And my vices, which were my own creation, I let them go, I conquer them. And this is present when it is powerful, giving present to myself, to conquer of the preying, the killing animals, and joy for myself, pray death for the prey and joy for hunter. And so we know that we have been hunting this, and I reached my destination to become bodiless, to become viceless, to become fearless, to become egoless. And this is what it is, the final present. At this time, we see how much we have started using it. And so present, to keep present from Baba as a present, with features creating future, so that others can also have the experience. And past, making the past, recent past, past, but future past, again, as present. Om Shanti.